What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Handoff. It's a good game. DJ Moore gets close to 10 with that.
You feel comfortable taking handoffs if you have to, or no? Really not there yet?
No, I feel comfortable. Like I said, just being an athlete at this point, you just do it all and just attack it. I mean, it's daunting, but I mean, I get paid the big bucks to do it, so why not?
That's a man trying to earn his cash right there. DJ Moore, that play courtesy of CBS, but he's talking about the idea that he could be in the running back room a little bit more than what we saw last year at the end of the season when they were just trying to find anything to get some offense going. You're listening to Rahimi and Harris. Russell Dorsey in for Layla. I know you guys know him as the baseball guy, the national insider for the MLB, for Yahoo Sports. But yeah, he's also the guy who's got a lot of meat on the bone in that he could talk a little baseball, football. Sure, if I throw some blades of steel at him, he'll do that too. Yes.
Getting out of the way.
He could do it. He could do it all. Reminder, we have coming up at 11:25, Herb Howard, Bears reporter for the Bigs Media. Excited to talk to him about these cutdowns and everything, but let's continue the conversation with the running back room. So yesterday, Ian Wheeler and Royce Freeman both gone. The Bears practiced yesterday, Russell. It was DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
Brenton Brown. That was it. Two running backs. Oh, wait. There was a third. His name's DJ Moore. DJ Moore is going to be a part of what they are doing at running back. Listen to what Declan Doyle had to say about the level of concern with that depth in the running back room and what DJ Moore's role could be.
What's your level of concern with the running back room right now? Because you've got multiple guys that have been banged up.
Yeah, I think your question kind of is, you know, it has to relate to injury specific because
I'm not asking, like, how long is this guy out?
Yeah. I just mean, like, we're depleted a little bit in that area, as you can see. And so, we got to find ways to get our guys the ball. That doesn't always have to be the running back. That can be a wideout. That can be a tight end. But we'll continue to try to get the ball in the hands of our playmakers.
That's TJ Moore's being used out of the backfield a little bit in practice. Does being down a couple of running backs entice you at all to put him back there more?
Yeah, I think that same answer. You know, we're trying to get the ball in the hands of our playmakers, and so whoever those people are and where they may be aligned pre-snap, you know, can change. But, I'll leave it at that.
All right, so you have the words there of offensive coordinator Declan Doyle for the Bears, and it seems like DJ Moore will not just have a role, but an increasing role in the backfield. One of the reasons I think they can do this, Russell, is because if you look at the receiver room, that's where they might be the deepest of any position on the team. When you have DJ Moore, you have Luther Burden III that they just drafted. Roma Dunze,
yeah.
Certainly. Alameda Zaccheaus, Devin Duvernay. Don't know if Tyler Scott's going to be here, but they have guys who can do the thing that DJ Moore does as far as receiver, but DJ Moore has a unique skill set in which he's good in traffic. He's not afraid to go play in traffic. And that translates from receiver to running back or just some type of usage out of the backfield.
I hear everything that you're saying. I heard everything that Declan Doyle is saying. I love the idea of getting the ball to your playmakers as much as possible. Like, how many times can I get my best player's touches? So when you think of a wide receiver playing a little bit of running back, the big name that you think of is Deebo Samuel.
Absolutely.
Right? So Deebo Samuel, 6 feet tall, 215 pounds listed. DJ Moore, 6 feet tall, 213 pounds. Now, if you've watched football, you know Deebo Samuel is a little chunkier than DJ Moore. DJ Moore is lean and mean, right? I think that's fair to say, and that's not to take a shot at Deebo. When Deebo really made his name in 2021, he was an all-pro, first-team all-pro, 77 catches, 1,405 yards, 6 touchdowns. Out of the backfield, 59 carries for 365 yards and 8 touchdowns. That's 136 touches for what was their best offensive player. I don't know if I want DJ Moore getting 60 carries, but if you said DJ Moore got 35 carries, okay. If you found different ways to line him up in the backfield and getting him the football as a receiver, cool. I like the idea of getting creative in ways to get DJ the ball because I feel like, especially last year, the only unique way the Bears coaching staff would get DJ the ball was in the screen game. And I feel like there are a lot better ways to use his skill set as a receiver and getting him that run after the catch that you're talking about, being able to move in traffic, pick up extra yards. But if DJ Moore got 115 touches this year, 80 to 90 catches and the rest being carries, would that be okay?
You said 80 to 90 catches. Are there that many catches to go around is my first question off of what you're saying. When you talk about Colston Loveland, Cole Kmet, all the receivers we just named, I don't know that anyone's getting to,
I think they're going to throw the football a lot.
Oh.
Because look, look at the running back room. This is the conversation we're even having. And so I don't think the running game has to be exclusively carries. You know what I mean? That can be the screen game.
So one of the things,
but I understand what you're saying about, hey, that's a deep running back room. You're going to be fighting for targets. You're paying DJ to be one of the top two pass catchers in the room, if not number one.
He's the best playmaker on the team, point blank.
Agreed.
Until someone else steps up, one of these younger players, such as a Rome Odunze, such as a Luther the Burden III, such as a Colston Loveland, he is your best playmaker. Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson, last I checked, is not a dummy. Mm-hmm. He knows how to draw up plays. He knows how to scheme things, and he knows how to get the ball into his playmaker's hands. I expect DJ Moore to get 30, 40 touches out of the backfield. You know what? Just call it total touches. I expect him to get over 100 total touches. I don't think that's all going to be through the passing game.
Right.
I don't think he's getting 100 catches. So I think 30 to 40 touches on the ground makes sense, especially when you look at what they have. And we talked about the fact that they got rid of Ian Wheeler and Royce Freeman. Don't know what's going to happen as far as practice squad goes. Don't know what's going on with Kyle Manungai. Don't know what's going on with Roschon Johnson, maybe even bigger.
Right.
So now they need more. And you're looking around the league and you're saying, well, maybe if somebody else gets cut, waived, released, however you want to say it, and you see that in Denver, you've got Audric Estime, who was cut. Do you like him as a fit? Because I don't necessarily know that they're out here looking for guys, especially because of where they are in the waiver order. They're down far enough that they're probably not going to have whoever they want just because they become available on waivers.
So a couple of things. They have injuries, which is why the room is depleted. But also, I wonder how they feel about the talent. Because you know what DeAndre Swift is, right? It's a guy who can do a lot of things as a runner, as a pass catcher. And then after him, I think you have tons of questions. Like, that Britton Brown in the room, what do you feel about Roschon Johnson as a coaching staff? Like, is he good enough to be on this roster outside of being a healthy body? Question mark. Kyle Manungai, right? He showed some flashes in the preseason, and he's, you know, part of this draft class with this coaching staff. So you probably assume that they feel a way about him to keep him on the roster. Estime's interesting because he's had success in the NFL and he has a skill set there. And so you got to think about it. There are going to be a lot of teams that are going to be looking for running back depth, not just you. Here's my other thing going back to DJ Moore playing a little bit of running back. While I love the idea of getting him involved just because he's your best playmaker offensively, I do think you have to be mindful about that guy taking tons of hits. Because as a wide receiver, how many times in a game is a wide receiver getting hit by a lineman, a linebacker? 2-3 times?
Usually only in the screen game.
Right.
Or if I'm going across the middle.
Exactly. As a running back, you're probably going to get hit by a lineman or a linebacker more times than not. And do I want DJ Moore getting hit by a linebacker 7 times a game?
No.
And he's like, he's 6 feet, 213, which is a nice size for, you know, a stocky receiver, but he's still lean. Like, I don't want that guy getting hit by Fred Warner 6 times, right? I don't want him getting hit by Roquan Smith 4 or 5 times. Like, I want him to be available. And that's when things start to go bad, when you say, man, DJ's a little banged up. Like, if we're in week 8, week 9, it's like, yeah, DJ's not going to practice week. He's a little bit banged up. Now we're starting to have the conversation of, okay, is this still a good idea?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
People weighing in on the text line, 630, DJ Moore could be like a Dennis Gentry type of player. Okay, I hadn't thought about that. Also, 847, Bears still need a power running back. The power is in all caps, by the way. Cannot count on Roschon Johnson because he's always injured. How about Audric Estime, recently released by Denver? We just discussed him and the possibility. It's a possibility, but here's what I do trust. I trust that Ben Johnson, even if Ryan Poles doesn't, Ben Johnson knows what he needs. I trust Dan Roschar knows what he needs from an offensive line standpoint. These are two guys that I feel like understand what they need to do what they want to do. And they should be in lockstep because they are veterans and they are proven, both of them with track records that have shown they can do their jobs. They just need the right personnel. So I'm wondering who ends up on the proverbial cutting room floor on a day like today. Also, this from 773. Do you think they are giving Ben Johnson too much attention? He reminds me of Dave Wannstedt. He was the most sought after assistant. And look what happened to him. No, that's completely different. Ben Johnson is here because he's an offensive, forward-thinking genius, and he could take you to the next level, and everybody knows it, and I'm good with that. I think with the offensive line discussion, just as we talk about the outside, possibly, for a guy like Audric Estime, going back to what's going on at tackle, Detroit released a tackle, Dan Skipper.
Yeah.
And the conversation can be had whether or not you want to see Dan Skipper over some of these options you're seeing right now at left tackle. because he has experience with Ben Johnson's offense. He also has experience finishing off being the exclamation point on a trick play or two.
For me, I think it's interesting that he's a name out there. I don't think I would necessarily want him to be the left tackle. Actually, I know I wouldn't want him to be the left tackle. But as a swing guy, as a guy that knows Ben Johnson's system, I think that's extremely valuable. I think that might be as much, if not more valuable, than the potential of a guy like Karan Amagaji.
I think with Karan Amagaji, it's about development. Can you develop? And so far, the answer has been no, at least not adequately. But also, he missed a lot of time. This was his first training
camp. But doesn't that say something about you?
Well, that's the point, though, is that Ryan Poles, even though he's still here, he's got brand new coaches who have been known to develop and get guys where they want them to be in their systems. Talking about the offensive line coach and Rashard, talking about Ben Johnson in general. And Declan Doyle, he's not really as active. He's just, for lack of a better word, helping out as a surrogate for Ben Johnson and getting the offense ready any given week. But it's going to be interesting to see when these cuts happen by 3 p.m. today, and I'm sure they'll start rolling in soon, at least maybe the first wave.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.